Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding here in Nedarim Daf Chav Zayin, and we have a packed daf today. We have the sugya of Nidra Einsin and Amun Aleph, and on the Mavez we have the sugya of Asmach Tokanya. So the Mishnah tells us in Nidra Einsin that if a person makes a neder al Tanai that he's not going to eat by his friend, that his friend wants him to come over, and he says that I promise you that I'm going to come over, and the way I'm going to promise you is that if I don't come over, I'm going to make a koinam on myself. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, that the nidra einsim hidir chaver shiachal atzlay v'chala hu or shachala benay or shachok v'nar hare elu nidra einsim. A person makes neder al tanai, and he's nenas from being mekayim the tanai. So the halacha is that the neder is not chal. Why is the neder not chal? Machlokes rishonim. This machlokes is showing them what is the pshat in the Mishnah, and this machlokes is really dependent on how to learn the Gemara that the Gemara brings out right after the Mishnah. The Gemara brings a machlokes between Rava and Rav Huna. What is the halacha? But when a person makes a bittel schuyos, we'll see that there's a machlokes is showing them exactly what that means, bittel schuyos. But a person makes a bittel schuyos al tanai, and he's nenas from being mekayim tanai. He says that I'm being mevata my schuyos if I don't come, and he's nenas and he doesn't come. So that's the machlokes between Rava and Rav Huna. Rava says that if the reason why he doesn't come is because he was nenas, so then the bittul is not chal. Why is it not chal? So Rava says because we have a pasuk. Onosu v'onos rachman apatre d'chsiv v'lenayro leisasa dover. So now the Gemara challenges Rava's hanacha that we can apply the pasuk over here, and the Gemara says v'chiteima k'tola shayni. In fact, the Gemara, that how can Rava bring in the pasuk of V'lanar L'sasa Davar? Maybe the pasuk of V'lanar L'sasa Davar is only speaking about Ketola. What's that mean, Ketola? It means maybe the whole concept of Adas Rechman Apatre only means one thing. It just means that a person deserves a punishment for doing an Avera, but he did the Avera Ba'inus, so then, because it wasn't his fault, so he doesn't deserve a punishment. That's what the pasuk means to tell us, V'lanar L'sasa Davar, that a person that is nenas for being a Kaiman Avera, he's not responsible for what he did, and therefore he doesn't deserve a punishment. But what's that have to do with mechila? Mechila is not a punishment. Mechila is a person made a chalois mechila. He made a bittul schuyos in Bezdin. So then that's not a punishment. It's something that he did. It's nasiya that he did. We're not trying to punish the person. We're not trying to tell him that you're a bad person. You deserve to be punished. But rather, it's just nasiya that the person does. That how can you apply the halacha of Anis Rachman Apatre to anything besides punishments? So the Gemara says, well, that Ketola Shaini is a nice idea, but V'hatnan Nidre Einsin Hidir Chaver Shioch Latzloi Harei Elu Nidre Einsin. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean to say here? When the Gemara brings in our Mishnah, so it's answering this question that the Gemara had asked of Ketola Shaini, that you thought that maybe we can't bring a Raya. So I'm going to tell you that we have a Mishnah. So what's the pshat? So we can understand in two ways. We can understand that the Gemara means to say that you're right. Ketola shayni. Really, that v'lanayro l'sasa davar means only to say that the person doesn't deserve a punishment. However, even though v'lanayro l'sasa davar doesn't apply, but there's a different reason. What's that reason? We'll leave that on the side for now. But even though it doesn't apply v'lanayro l'sasa davar, nevertheless, we can prove from our Mishnah that there's a different reason why the oines is not going to be considered bittul schuyos, and the reason is because for the same reason, there's not considered a kiyum hatnai with nidre einsim. That's one way. The other way we can understand is that the Mishnah seems to say that no, that from the fact that it says that there's a din of nidre einsim, that proves to us that really your question of duma ketola shiny, that's really an invalid question, because if ketola would be shiny, then it wouldn't make sense that we have a Mishnah of nidre einsim. So that's the two ways in Pshat to learn the Gemara. Either the Gemara is saying that from our Mishnah we see that we don't say the Ketola is shiny, or we say that really Ketola is shiny. But even though Ketola is shiny, there's a different reason. So on both sides, so there's a problem. That if the Pshat is that really Ketola is really shiny, but there's a different reason, so the question is, what's that reason? And the other question is that if we say that really the Gemara is saying that Ketola is not shiny, then we have to understand that mechitesi to say Onus, when it's not Ketola, that the question of Ketola Shani is seemingly a valid question. So that's the two mahalchim that we're going to have to explain here. So first of all, let's start with the Ran, that he has the Mishpat HaBachara in the Nedarim. So the Ran says that right before the Gemara, on the last in the last words in the Mishnah. So the Ran explains the halacha of Nidre Einsim, and the Ran says, "De lav adaita dehochi adre." Dehainu, that the reason why Nidre Einsim is not chal is because it's not adaita dehochi. Dehainu, that when a person makes neder, so we have an umdu demuchach, that we know that this person didn't have in mind that a kiyam hatnai ba'ones should be considered a kiyam hatnai. So dehainu, that the Ran does not say that the reason why Nidre Einsim is not chal is because of the halacha of Vilanar l'sasadavar, but rather that the Gemara says the Ketolah Shaini, the really Vilanar l'sasadavar is only speaking about that not punishing a person. And the reason why Nidre Einsim is not chal is because there's an umdun in the mucha that he didn't have in mind that the neder should be chal, that by a kiyam hatnai ba'ones. That the Ran explains later, in Dibur HaMaschil v'hatna Nidre Einsim, that just like we say that Adaita Dehochi Lo Adre, so too, when it comes to the Bittul Schuyos, so we say that Adaita Dehochi, that when a person made this Bittul Schuyos, so Anan Tzahadi, that he didn't mean to be Mevata the Schuyos, Ahatzad, that he's going to be Mekayim V'tnai Bo'ines. So that is the first Mahalach, that L'maskona Segemara, the Gemara sticks with the Svara of Ketolah Shaini, and the Gemara is Mechadish, a new Svara, and that new Svara is an umdur d'muchach, that when a person makes an asiyah, whether that asiyah is a neder al-tnai, whether that asiyah is a mechila al-tnai, that whenever a person makes an asiyah al-tnai, so umdur d'muchach, we understand that what he really means to say is that if I do a kiyam al-tnai, that's not b'oynis, that should be what's going to mechel that asiyah. The second mahalach can be attributed to Rashi. The Rashi says in Ksubas Dav Gimel that he's not speaking about neder al tnai, but rather he's speaking about a get al tnai. But the Rashi says over there that shematzinu tainas oynas min hatorah shenemar v'lanayr lo yisasadavar. Rashi says that when a person gives a get al tnai and his nenas b'kiyam al tnai, so why is it that a kiyam al tnai ba'oynas is not considered a kiyam al tnai? Zokt Rashi, because we have a pasuk of v'lanayr lo yisasadavar. And obviously Rashi is learning that the Maskana HaGemara is that we're slugging up the Svara of Ketolah Shaini because that we see from the Mishnah of Nidre Einsim that we don't say the Svara of Ketolah Shaini. So before we get to the Nafka Minas between Shitas Rashi and Shitas Haran, so let's just wrap up Voshtet, that what is the Machlokes between Rashi and the Ran? The Machlokes is, what is the Geder of V'lanayr l'sasadavar? According to Rashi, the Maskana HaGemara, V'lanayr l'sasadavar is not just a Svara by Einshim, but rather it's a Svara b'chol Torah kula, that any Asiyah b'Einus is not considered an Asiyah, whereas Shitas Haran is that really, that the Maskana is that Ketolah Shaini, that the Halacha of V'lanayr l'sasadavar is only a din by punishments. However, b'chol Torah kula, whenever you have an Asiyah, that if it's not a question of punishments, so then V'lanayr l'sasadavar has nothing to do with anything, and therefore, says the Ran, that misvara, a kiyam hatnai ba'oynas is considered a kiyam hatnai. So why isn't it considered a kiyam hatnai when it comes to Nidre Einsim, when it comes to Bittul Schuyos? That's for a different reason. Because Anan Tzahadi, that that's not what the person meant. But if it wouldn't be for this svara of what the person meant, so misvara, even though the kiyam hatnai was a kiyam hatnai ba'oynas that doesn't bother us, mihilchas kiyam hatnai, a kiyam hatnai ba'oynas could be considered a kiyam hatnai. Now there's going to be a nafka mina in pshat between Rashi and the Ran and how to learn the next Gemara, that the Gemara says that this is svara of shelo tipol kameh yovim. Dehainu, that the Gemara says that in the case that the person is a shchiv mira and he gives his wife a get, tonight he's not going to come in 12 months, and the Gemara says that what's the halacha if he dies? So the halacha is that it is a get, and that seemingly seems to say that a kiyam hatnai ba'oynas is considered a kiyam hatnai because the fact that he didn't come wasn't meritzaynai, but rather the whole reason was because he died, and because we see from the fact that even though he dies it's chal the get, so we see that it's considered a kiyam hatnai, and from that we can learn that the kiyam hatnai ba'oynas is considered a kiyam hatnai. So the Gemara is doicha that it's not a raya. Why? Because over there there's a svara miyuchedes of shelo tipol kameh yovim. What does that mean? Because the whole reason why this person gave a get is because he wanted to make sure that his wife was not going to be an aguna. So because that was his ikar ratzon, so in the case that he's going to die, that she's going to have a yovam, she's going to have a a zika liyibum, and therefore she's going to blive in aguna. So adaita dehachi, of course he wanted there to be a get. So because this is faram yuchedes that he certainly, and the case that he's going to, that his not giving a get is going to cause her problems, certainly he wants it to be a get, and therefore there's a svara that is going to be a get. Now, what does the Gemara mean to say? So that's dependent on what's the halacha of kiyum etnai ba'oinus. That we said that kiyum etnai ba'oinus is machlokes Rashi and the Ran. According to the Rashi, the din is that a kiyum etnai ba'oinus is not considered a kiyum etnai. If it's not considered a kiyum etnai, so what could the Gemara mean when it says shelo tipo kamayavam? According to Rashi, we have to learn that when the Gemara says shelo tipo kamayavam, what the Gemara means to say is that the entire fact that he made it etnai, shelo avo im yabeis chodesh, the entire hasnah was only a daita dehochi that there's not going to be a misa. But a daita dehochi that there's going to be a misa, the entire hasnah wasn't miratzon. And therefore, that even though, according to Rashi, a kiyum etnai ba'oinus is actually not considered a kiyum etnai, but bika hagavno, that he's going to die, a daita dehochi, he didn't mean to make a hasnah. That's what we're going to have to say, according to Rashi. However, according to the Ran, we don't have to come on to such a big chiddush, because according to the Ran, misfara, a kiyum etnai ba'oinus, is a kiyum etnai. So because Bikahai gavna, that the kiyum etnai ba'oinus is going to be mirtzoinai, dahainu, that adaita dehochi, that he's going to die, he did want the kiyum etnai to be a kiyum etnai. According to the Ran, it's very simple why that's going to be called a get. Why? Not because the tnai was, the hasna was adaita dehochi, that he's not going to die, but rather because simply, because bikahai gavna, that a kiyum etnai ba'oinus is lirtzoinai, bikahai gavna, avada, the kiyum etnai ba'oinus is considered a kiyum etnai. So that's a nafkamina in pshat between Rashi and the Ran. That first of all, what does the Gemara mean to say after the Gemara asks to ketola shayni? Does the Gemara mean to say that in a chinami ketola shayni, but rather the kiyum etnai ba'oinus is considered a kiyum etnai, and therefore by the shelo tipo kamayavam, the pshat is that it's considered a kiyum etnai? Or does the Gemara mean to say that a kiyum etnai ba'oinus is not considered a kiyum etnai? There's a halacha in kiyum etnaim that kiyum etnai ba'oinus is not considered a kiyum etnai. If that's the case, so what's the Gemara mean to say shelo tipo kamayavam? Hare, at the end of the day, it's a kiyum etnai ba'oinus, and that's not considered a kiyum etnai. So Darfan Zogon, according to Rashi, that the Gemara means to say that the entire hasna was only a day to dahi, that he's not going to die. So far we've discussed Vosh state, what is the pshat, what is the machlokes between the Rashi and the Ran. Now what is the nafkamina between these two mahalchim if the pshat in the Mishnah is because of daite dehochi le'nadar, or if the pshat in the Mishnah is because of the halacha of kol tara kulo, that anas rechman apachre ve'lanar le'sasadavar. So first of all, there's a nafkamina in what kind of oynes is going to be mevatel the neder. So one of the cases that the Mishnah spoke about is chalab b'nai. So bipshutoi, chala b'nai is not the biggest deal, that a father wants to be at his son's bedside, but that really if he could find a nurse, he could find a doctor, he could find a babysitter, he could find somebody else could do it, and it's just a monetary concern that the person wants to save money. Or in other words, we see from the Mishnah, bipashtus, that even a neder, even an oynes, which is not an oynes gomer, nevertheless is nichlal in the halacha of nidre einsin. So the Ran is very geschmack. The Ran says that we see from here that afilu kol shenenas ktsas kigoin chalav b'nai v'tarach l'shamei delav adaiti tehach adre. The Ran seems to bring a raya from this halacha of chalav b'nai that we see from here that even though it's einos ktsas, meaning to say it's not an einos of the parsha of l'nair sasadavar, nevertheless it's mutter because adaiti tehach ilanadar. So the pashtus in the Mishnah is mashma like the pashtus in the Ran. It's not midin v'l'nair sasadavar. So how is Rashi going to learn? So Rebbe Kveiger, in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch, so he brings an interesting chiddush from the Rivash, that the Rivash explains that really, that when it comes to Nidre Einsim, Oynes Mamon Lav Shmei Oynes. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What's the Pshat in Chol Benoi? Says the Rivash that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that it was a matzav of Pikuach Nevesh, and there was no one else that he could find. If a person would have an option of just paying money, and by paying money, so he would be able to be mekayim the tnai, b'kai gavno, says the Rivash, it's not considered an oynes, and it's chal the neder. Or in other words, that the gidrei oynes, according to the Rivash, of nidrei einsim, are similar to the gidrei oynes of kol tara kula, and you need an oynes gomer. So that is the first nafkamina, that what is the getter of the oynes, both in nidrei einsim, or in the next case, of mevatos chuyos, that is going to be only an Oynes Gomar because that's the parsha of Vilanar L'Sasadavar, and that sheet is Rashi, or is it even going to be an Oynes She'en Gomar like an Oynes Mum? The second Afkamina between Rashi and the Ran is how to understand an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Kiddushin Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, that the Yerushalmi is discussing the following case. Now, until now, we've been speaking about a case that a person makes a Tnai im Loibasi, and in fact, he was Loiba, however, he was Nenos in the Ibir. Dahainu, that a person that we there was Nenos, he was Mekayim the Tnai Ba'Oinus, and we want to know if this Kiyim Tnai Ba'Oinus is considered the Kiyim Tnai or not. What if he did the opposite? He makes a Tnai that if I do come, and he really wanted to come, but he had some Oinus that held him back from being Mekayim his Tnai. Dahainu, that he was Nenos for not being Mekayim the Tnai. The Yerushalmi in Kiddushin is speaking about a case that a person makes a Kiddushin al Tanai that he's going to be Koineser, that he's going to be Machnisa L'chupa by a certain time. And when it comes to a certain time, so he's Nenos and he's not Machnisa. So the Yerushalmi brings that's a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Yerushalmi explains itself. What is the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish says that it's Chal the Kiddushin because Oines is command de Ovad, that even though he was Nenos, it's as if he did it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not Chal the Kiddushin because even though it's Oynes, Deloy command the Ovad. Dehainu, that the Machalikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish seems to be that what is the gather of Oynes? That everybody understands that if a person does something by Oynes, so we can say that, no, that's not called an Asiyah, because an Asiyah means an Asiyah Baratzen. But to say that if a person really wanted to do something, just he wasn't able to do it, why should that be a reason to say that it's as if he did it? That seems to be the machlokes, that seems to be the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. So I want to focus on the svara of Rabbi Yochanan because that's how we paskin. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So we see that the maskana, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan is anus is the demand command to lay of it. So how is that more mistaber? That we saw that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. What's the pshat in anus? Is the pshat in anus because adaiti dahochi loy nadar or adaiti dahochi loy hisna? Or is it because of the halacha of l'nar l'sasadavar? So pashtus, we see from Yochanan a klaraya to Rashi. Because if the svara of nidre entim is the adaita dahachi, so what's an afkamina if it's kiyam atnai or bitul atnai? What's an afkamina if when I said that if I don't come, so obviously I meant that if I don't come mirtzaini, so too, when I said that I want to do it adaita dahachi, that I'm going to do it, so obviously if I wanted to do it, and I was able to do it, and I was trying to do it, and I was just nenos because of some davar chitzoni. So why, if we want to know what my umdindas is, obviously my umdindas is that adaita dahachi, I did want to make a kiddushin. Whereas according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yochanan is very geshmak, because the halacha of l'nar sasadavar, it just says that the kiyam hatnai ba'oinus is not considered a kiyam hatnai, but l'nar sasadavar will never teach us that it's as if you did something. Whenever a person needs to do something because he made a tnai, so his tnai is machayiv him to be mekayim the tnai, and oynes is never going to create a kiyum at tnai. So the pashtus, the Yerushalmi, is a raya brua to Rashi, and it's a kusha gedola on the Ran. However, that Rebbe Chanan in Ksubis, Ois Gimel, so he says a beautiful thing. He's really speaking the opposite. He's really starting from the Yerushalmi, but for our purposes, that the Ran is mamish l'shitasi. Why? Because the Ran in Kiddushin, in Daf Samach Aleph, it can be found in the Daf Harif over there in Daf Chaf Hayom Aleph towards the bottom. So he brings this Yerushalmi and he says an amazing thing. He says, "Mamish, he's Mamish Maitzi the Yerushalmi Mipshute." The Ran says like this. The Ran says, "The what's Pshat in Yerushalmi that Anas demand command the Loyavet?" So the Pshat is because there's a difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin. That Yerushalmi we said is speaking about Kiddushin. When a person makes a Kiddushin Amanas, that he's going to be Koinsa. So what's the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? Says the Ran, if it would have been Gerushin, if a person makes a get out tonight, then Avada, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that honestly is command to Ovad. But the Pshat is that Kiddushin, so a person makes a Kiddushin, Mirtzayna Shal Ha'isha. And because a person makes Mirtzayna Shal Ha'isha, so we can't say that I had in mind that if I'm going to be Nanas, it's also going to be considered at the time. Because there's another person involved here. That you're right. You had in mind that you're going to try very hard to be Koineser. But there's a woman here. You know what she wants? She doesn't want you to try very hard. She wants you to marry her. She wants a Kiyum HaTnai B'Foil. And because she wants a Kiyum HaTnai B'Foil, so it's irrelevant that Umdindas of you is that it's enough to have an Einus. However, says the Ran, if it would be a gerushin, then the gerushin is only tali on the das habal, and it doesn't need the das of the isha. So by a gerushin, says the Ran, that honest is command to avad. Why? Because the Ran is shitasoi, because adaita tahochi, that we look at the umden das, and when it comes to the umden das, there's no nafkamina if it's a tnai of im loibasi, or if it's a tnai of imbasi. So bekitzer, to summarize, we have a machlokes between the Rashi and the Ran, that what is the pshat in nidra einsin? Is the reason why it's mutter because a kiyam etnai ba'oinis is not considered a kiyam etnai because of the pasuk of alinar l'sasadavar, or is it pshat that adaiti tahachi loy nadar? And we listed four nafkaminas between the Rashi and the Ran. First of all, two nafkaminas in pshat, that what does the Gemara mean after the Gemara says ketola shiny? Does it mean to accept this pircha, the really ketola is shiny or not? Secondly, what is the pshat in Shalaitipal Kamiyavan? Is it the Pshat that is considered the Kiyam Atnai, or the Adaiti Dahachi, he wasn't Hisna? And two Nafkaminas Lemaisa. One Nafkamina by an Oynes Kal, and the second Nafkamina is by, if we're going to say, Oynes Commander Ovad in a case of Gerishin. Now, Lemaisa, there is a third Pshat in the Mishnah, and it's more Shver Pshat, but I want to bring it in because it's really a challenge on the other Pshatim that we've learned. That is the Shitas HaRitva. The Ritva learns that the reason why Nidra Einsim are mutter is in fact because of special Gzeres HaKosuv by Nidarim and Shvuz. That just like we learned in Shvuz Chavav by Nidra Shkogos, that the reason why Nidra Shkogos are mutter is because of the Pasuk of Ha'adam B'Shvua, so too says the Ritva, that's the reason why Nidra Einsim are going to be mutter. For the Ritva himself, that how can I possibly say such a thing? Hare, the Gemara Behedya is Medame Nidarim to other things. It's Medame the Nidarim to Bitos Chuyos. By Bittul Shchuyos, it certainly doesn't make sense to say that Ha'adam B'Shvuah is going to make a nafkamina. Says the Ritva that we're learning from Ikur Taima, that the Gemara means to say that why is it that the Pasuk says Ha'adam B'Shvuah? It must be because the reason why Ha'adam B'Shvuah is because, like the Ran says, because the Daiti Dehochi, that he didn't make a neder. If that's the Pshat, so just like a Daiti Dehochi didn't make a neder, so too, a Daiti Dehochi, he didn't make a Bittul Shchuyos. That's the Pshat in the Ritva. So the obvious question is, that if Lemaise, by Bittus Chuyus, we say this halacha of Nij Adaita Dahachi without a Gzeres HaKosuv, so why do you need a Gzeres HaKosuv when it comes to Nidarim? So this is a question that the Achrenim deal with, that Reb Shimon deals with it, Reb Baruch Ber deals with it in Siman Yudale. He has a bunch of Simanim over there, and he has a whole series of Simanim about the Sugya. So Mibein Divreyam, so they mentioned two different Svaras, that one Svara is that because there's a special Gzeres HaKosuv in Nidarim that you need Hataras Nidarim, that Hu Ene Meichal Av Alcherim Lechin Loi, so state in that Gzeres HaKosuv, that we're not going to go with the regular Gedarim of Adaita Dehochi Loi Nader. That's the first Mahalach. And the second Mahalach is something that we've mentioned before, that the Gedar of Das that a person needs in Nidarim is less than the Gedar of Das that he needs Bechotar Kula, that it's enough to have Kavana for the Divra Heneder, but he doesn't need Kavana for the Chalais Heneder. And therefore, so too, says the Ritva, that just like by the neder, we're not so makbid on das, so too by the tnai of a neder, we're not going to be so makbid on das. And that's why we need a special Gzeres HaKosuv to teach us that b'kai gavna, that is going to be chavad din of nidra einsin. So what's shver about the Ritva? What's shver is that you're saying these gevaldik svaras just to be mafrich them. That if these svaras would be real svaras, that lemaise, that we don't say nidra einsim by nedarim because of gzeres hakosuv hataras nedarim, or because of the gedar of das is a lesser level of das, so that would be gevaldik. But why should we say that there's a special lamdus by nedarim? But that's why we have a gzeres hakosuv to be mafkia from that lamdus. That's a shver zach. That's why I think the Ritva is not the pashtus in the sugya. But nevertheless, this shita of the Ritva, this idea of ha'adam b'shvuah, is important to bring out as a challenge on the other pshatim, because it's such a pashat answer, such a pashat reason why the Mishnah would say the Nidra Einsim and Mutter, to why was it so pashat to the Gemara that we can learn out from Nidra Einsim to other things? Maybe it's only because of Ha'adam Shvuah, and therefore it's not applicable to Bittul Shchuyos. This question is asked by the Rebbe Kveger and the Gilead Marsha from Rebbe Shlomo Eger in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, and they offer two answers. One is because our mission is coming to be matter afilu when it's only in oynus mammon, and ha'adam b'shvuah would not be matter when it's ba'oynus mammon. And the other answer is because it's oynus kal, that similar to what the Ran said. They're both basically the same mahalich, and therefore because ha'adam b'shvuah is not matter so much. Therefore, from that the Mishnah learned out, from that the Mishnah was matter, afilu, more than ha'adam b'shvua should be matter, from that we learned that there's a difference for her. The question is that's great according to the Ran. That the Ran, that says that the Pshat is the Daiti Tachal and others, so we can say that the Mishnah is including afilu in Aynas Kal, afilu in Aynas Mamon. But according to Rashi, that the Maskana Sagamara is Vilanar Lasasadavar. So Avada, like we said earlier, Vilanar Lasasadavar is not going to be matter when it's only in Aynas Mamon, if it's only in Aynas Kal, and therefore according to Rashi, what is the Pshat? Then why did the Gemara have to come on to Vilanar Lasasadavar? Tebukle Mitzad Ha'adam Eshvur. So I think that to be Miyashiv Rashi, we have to go back to something that we've learned earlier, that in the Mishnah of Nidrei Shgagas, so we learned that it's Machlekes, how to learn the Mishnah of Nidrei Shgagas. Is the Pshat that a person is making at Neder Al-Tanai, or is the Pshat that a person is not making a Neder Al-Tanai, but rather he's Shogeg B'Shas Averas HaNeder. So we said that according to the Ran, it's Muchach that the halacha of Nidrei Shgagas is speaking about Akiyam HaTnai. And according to the Ran, so it's from the fact that the Gemara learns out Kiyam HaTnai Ba'oines, B'shogig, from the pasuk of Ha'adam Meshvua, so we see clearly that the din of Ha'adam Meshvua was not only said on the Neder, but it was also said on the Tnai of Neder. However, according to the Rambam, this is not in fact Muchach. It's very possible, according to the Rambam, that the din of Ha'adam Meshvua was only said on the Neder and the Shvua. What about the Kiyam HaTnai? That on the Kiyam HaTnai, maybe B'kagavne, it wasn't said the halacha of Ha'adam Meshvua. So if that's the case, that could be Miyashiv according to Rashi. Why was it, according to Rashi, that the Gemara has to come on to Vilanarlis Asadavar of B'kol Tarakula? Then why wasn't it enough Ha'adam Meshvua? It could be according to Rashi, because we're handling an Oynes on the Kiyam HaTnai. And the Kiyam HaTnai, it was never Milchatchilan said the halacha of Ha'adam Meshvua only on Ashoyig and Oynes and the Neder itself. Now, we discussed that Shitas Rashi is that the Gemara falls off of the Kasha of Ketola Shaini. And I've been avoiding this problem that why Taka? Why does the Gemara fall off of it? It sounds like a good question. That it may be the only time that we say the Oynes Rechamad Pashrei is only when it comes to punishments. Mechitesi to say that there's a din b'chol tarkula that Nasiya ba'Oynes is not considered a Nasiya. So Rav Chanan in Ksubas Oisei, so he brings from the Tshuvas Chem Deshlemer Simen Lamed Ches, that the Chem Deshlemer says, a famous Yisoid, that the din of Oynes is that if I do a Maisa, it's not considered my Maisa. The Maisa is not Misyachis to me, but rather Rav Chanan, in Rav Chanan Sprach, so it's Kinasa Me'elov, it's as if it happened by itself. Now, that the Chem Deshlemer doesn't say, that Rav Chanan adds. The Chem Deshlemer brings a Raya from a Gemara in a Vadazar Daftan Dalet. The Gemara is discussing the halacha of Ne'evad, that there's a psul, hakrava, based on Migdosh, of any behema that was Ne'evad, that was bowed down to, or any other Avodah Zarah practice was done to it, that it was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that if a person was Nenas to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, so he's not supposed to, because it's Yehari Vayavar. But if he did, so the Gemara says it's not considered Ne'evad. Why? Because of the halacha of Avodah Rechaman Apatri. So, effect the Chem Deshlemer, that Anas Rechaman Apatre, that's very good for the Svara of giving the person punishment. That we're going to say that this person is not Chayiv Misa because he was Anas. But when it comes to the Behema, that when the Maisa, the Behema was Nevad. If the Maisa, the Behema was Nevad, so why shouldn't it be a Psul Nevad? Why should it be a Kosher Carbon? So, from this, says the Chem Deshlemer, we see from here that the din of Oynes is not just a swara, not to punish a person, but rather that when a person is nenas, it's as if he didn't do it. If it's as if he didn't do it, so afilu b'cheftza, afilu the behema itself, it's not considered that the behema was nevda. Now, it's a ksas ha'ara on the Chem Deshlemer that if it's really kenasa me'elov, so then it's hard to understand why l'chatchila I'm supposed to be ma'aser nefesh. Hare, even if I would do it, I didn't do it. It was kenasa me'elov. So it could be that legabe the cheftza is kenasim elav. I don't want to get into that, but that legabe the raya. So the raya is not the starkest raya. Why not? Because the Brisk Rav in Avodah Zarah Parakhes and the Rambam. So he explains that the din nevad isn't really a din in cheftza anyway, because hare anyway that we don't say that the behema becomes a cheftza of Avodah Zarah. So if it's not a cheftza of Avodah Zarah, why not? Because it's a balchai. So So that what's the pshat in Psoneva? It says the Biskarav is just a din that azah behema, that a person did navera of avadazara to it, that's called a psonevat. But bikagavna, that the person didn't do an avera of avadazara because he was honest, so bikagavna, it's not going to be a psonevat. That's the first reason why it's not a muchach raya from the Gemara in avadazara. Secondly, that there's a very big makom lechalek between different kinds of peulas that a person could do. Dehainu, that there's some peulas that the definition of the peula is the mere fact that the peula was done. And a person makes a tnai, im basi, im loy basi. What does it mean, basi? What does it mean, loy basi? Very simple. If the person is here, that means he was ba. If the person is not here, that means he was not ba. That it's very simple. There's no background information that you need to know that to understand what happened here. Whereas there's some pu'ulas that the definition of the pu'ula is a little bit more complicated. Avodah Zarah is such a pu'ula that was considered service to an Avodah Zarah. If I bend my knees, is that considered service? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah speaks about Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. If there's a coin in front of the Avodah Zarah and I lean over to pick up the coin, that's called Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. Maris Ayin is not considered Avodah Zarah Mamish. The person is not Chayv Misa because he was Mishtachavil Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because the definition of Mishtachavaya is a person is doing a service to the Avodah Zarah. So if that's the case, it's very simple that a person who's Nanas to be Ovid the Behemah, that's not considered an Avodah Zarah Bechlau. And therefore, there's not a Raya from the fact that the Behemah is not considered Nevad to bring a Raya from there that Bechol Torah Kula, everything which is Ba'inis, is Kina'asa Me'elav. That is mitzad the raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now, but what about mitzad the svara? So Rav Chanan, he's very miskasha in the Chen Shlomo Misvara. So that mehechetesi, to learn out from the pasuk of Avelanar l'sasadavar, that we can learn out from there anything more than the minimum. That the pasuk is trying to say that this girl is not chayevis misa, because it wasn't her fault. That how can we learn out from there that anything more than we don't punish a person when it's ben's bainus. So to answer this question, misvara, so I would like to borrow an idea that I use sometimes when I'm speaking to Chilonim, that in the concept of Schar V'Oinish in general, dahainu, that believe it or not, that we're very used to the concept of Schar V'Oinish, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Danes HaOlam B'Schar V'Oinish. It's one of the Ikari Hadas, one of the Ikarim of the Rambam. But a lot of people, so it doesn't sit well by them. It doesn't make sense to them that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kulay Toiv, so that who's perfect, is that he gives out presents to the people he likes and he gets angry at the people he doesn't like. So I tell them that, you know, it's really not like the way it's not like the way you think. The Schar V'Oinish is just another way of saying that what you do in life matters. Dehainu, that if a person does something, he became a greater person. And that greatness has repercussions in Olam Haba. And if a person does a chet, or a person doesn't do a mitzvah, so that matters. That has repercussions. He becomes less of a person. He becomes a worse person, a smaller person. And that fact that he's a smaller person, b'cheftza, that's going to have repercussions in the world to come. That's the idea of Schar V'Oinish. It's not the pshat that Kosh Baruch Hu is noikim, a person that gives that presence to his friends. It's just another way of saying that what a person does matters. Now, without hakdama, so what does it mean? When we're learning out that a person that doesn't have v'Oinish, so he's not nenosh, what does that mean? It means that he didn't become a smaller person. It means that there's actually no repercussions to what he did. It's not just the fact that we have compassion on this person, that he doesn't deserve to be punished, so let's be merachim on him and not give him punishment. No, that the whole concept of punishment is that the person became a smaller person, and that's why he gets, that's the definition of the punishment. That if it says that he doesn't get the punishment, what does that mean? That means that the person actually didn't become a smaller person. If the person actually didn't become a smaller person, that proves to us something in the definition, something in the realm of the Chendosh Lama, that a person didn't really do what he was doing. So I'll call upon him, and that's the pshat in the Chendosh Lama, that it doesn't make sense to say, Ketala Shaini, that if a person doesn't get nanash, that itself is mochiach, that the maisa that the person does ba'inis is not misyachis to him. There's one last yisoid that we have to speak out, Bidas Rashi, and I feel bad that I'm being so marach on Rashi, but Mamish, every one of these yisoidis is extremely important yisoid. This idea of the Chendosh Shlomo, that a maisa ba'inis is not misyachis to the person, is an extremely important yisoid. And the next yisoid that I'm going to tell you from Reb Shimon Shkop is also a tremendous yisoid, b'chol Torah Kula. And that is the Reb Shimon Shkop at the very, very beginning of Ksubas, so he speaks out the following yisoid. That how does it make any sense that a person is going to, that we're going to apply over here, the halacha of v'lanar l'sasa davar to atznai? Hare, everybody knows that atnai is not something that a person is being meichel achalos. If a person is making a kiddushin, so I understand that a person does a din, that a person has to do a kiddushin beratzim. So if a person does, has an oinus on the kiddushin, so we can say that we learn out from v'lenar l'sasadavar, that's not considered a kiddushin. But atnai, that's not something the person is meichel achalos. That lemashal, that let's say I make a tnai that I'm being mikadosh nisha im yardu kshamim. So now, when these kshamim came down, was that nenas? That was that beratzon? There was no ratzon, that it just came down. With the fact that the rain came down, that's not pshat that the rain was meichel the kiddushin. That so if it's not meichel the kiddushin, so how could it be that we apply to the kiyum atnai the klal of v'lenar l'sasadavar? That's the kasha that Shimon Shkop asks. So to be masbir this inyan, says Rav Shimon Shkop, that he's something that he says, that he admits is a chiddush, and it's not the regilus what a person thinks, but he says that when a person does an asiyah al-tanai, so it's not the pshat that a person is making an asiyah gemura, and rather that it's only mugbal to the kiyum atnai, but rather the definition of atnai, says Rav Shimon, is atnai is a mechel. Dehainu, that when a person makes the gzeras akosuv that we learn out from the parsha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, the person can make an asiyah al-tanai, the pshat is not the person is magbil the asiyah, but rather the person can make an asiyah, but the whole asiyah is only with potential energy. I make an asiyah, and I say that let's put that asiyah on the side. I'm going to put this asiyah in the hands of somebody else, and this somebody else is going to have the koyach to be meichel that asiyah that I made. That, according to Reb Shimon, is the parsha of Tanai. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, that if a person is nenas in the kiyum Tanai, so it's the Tanai which is being meichel the asiyah. And therefore, just like it makes sense just to apply the halacha of v'lanar l'sasadavar by the original siya, so too, it makes sense to apply the parsha of v'lanar l'sasadavar by the kiyum atnai in a case that a person is being making a tnai in something that he is doing, or we'll see later, it could be that if his wife is doing as well, so that's something which is being meichel the kiddushin, and therefore it applies the halacha of v'lanar l'sasadavar. What is the chiddush in Reb Shimon? So Reb Shimon speaks out that there's a very big chiddush here, because that there's two kinds of tnai. One kind of tnai is tnai of im, and the other kind of tnai is almanas. What's the difference? That im is that if I say im titni masayim zuz, so the halach is that when you give the masayim zuz, from then on mikana lahaba it's chal the kiddush. Whereas if a person makes a kiddush almanas shetitni masayim zuz, so the halacha is the amanas is k'omer mi'achshav, and the halacha is that if at one point you give the masayim zuz, so then retroactively it's chal the kiddushin. So says Reb Shimon that if we would say that atnai is nasiyah al atzad, then it wouldn't bother me that a person can give masayim zuz 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now, and iglai milsa demafreya, that the kiddushin was chal. However, if I just said that the yisoid of a tnai is a mechel, so does it make any sense to say that what I'm doing right now is mechel something that happened 2 weeks ago? So Shimon says that's a very big chiddush. He says, however, that we found such a thing in, of all places, Hataras Nedarim. That in our parak of Hataras Nedarim, so we find that the halacha is that the chacham is oiker as haneder l'mafreya. Dehainu, that there's nasiya of the Hataras HaChacham, and there's mechel achalois heter on something that happened 2 years ago. So we says Rav Shimon, that we see from Hataras Nedarim that there's such an idea that a person can do something which is mechel on something at a point in time which isn't here anymore. This is be'emes a fascinating idea, that a person can do something right now and that is going to change history. That there's something that didn't exist Bechlal, in the world 2 weeks ago, something I'm going to do now is going to change the past, that even though the past is already gone. That's something to ponder, but Rav Shimon says that it's muchach from Hataras Nedarim, and he says that's exactly what's happening by every time that a person makes a tnai of almanas. I just want to be mesayim with the words of the Ra'ah in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubas Daf Beis Mabez, that the Shitas Hara is, he agrees with Shitas Rashi, that the reason why a Kiyam HaTnai Ba'Oinus is not considered a Tnai is is not because of a daita dehachi, but rather because of the halacha of kol takula of anas rachmana patre. And the lashon of the ra'a is that when a person is nenas b'kim etnai, it's kimi shenenas al ikir hamaisa limafreya. Once again, when a person is nenas b'ikir etnai, it's kimi shenenas b'ikir hamaisa limafreya. Now, with the Hagdama of Reb Shimon, I think that the words of the Ra'a are Masukim Midvash. That what is the Ra'a saying? What that without Reb Shimon, the Ra'a has no understanding. What's it mean that when a person is Nenas on the Tanai, it's as if he was Nenas on the Ikra HaMaisa? So according to Reb Shimon, it's Mishav Hetif. That the whole concept of a Tanai is Amechal Asiyah. So when I'm doing my Tanai, so Be'etzem, that I'm holding in my hand the entire Maisa. So if I'm Nenas, Bekim atnai, it's mamish kami shenenas al ikra lemaisa lemafreya. That I think that the Reb Shimon is mamish a beautiful hesber in the Shitas Ra'ah, and that is why, according to Rashi, that a person who is nenas bekim atnai, it's we apply the halacha of v'lenaylus asadavar because the yisoid of atnai is a meichel hachalois, and because the yisoid of atnai is a meichel hachalois, it makes sense to say that when I'm not beratzon, so we're going to say that. The asiyah that I did is not considered an asiyah, and therefore, just like a kiddushin ba'inus is not considered a kiddushin, so too a kiyam hatnai ba'inus is not considered a kiyam hatnai. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about before we get on to asmachta is the idea of oinus b'yam achrim. Dainu, a person that had a certain amount of time to do something, and at the beginning of the time, so he said, why do I have to do it now? I'll do it later. And when the later came, so he was nenas. Is that considered an oinus? Because at the end of the time, he had an oinus? Or do we say that, no, that's not considered an oinus? That you could have done it at the beginning of the time. That nobody was stopping you. You had no oinus why you didn't do it at the beginning of the time. The fact that you do it, the fact that you didn't do it at the beginning, that was beratzon. So if that was beratzon, so even though at the end you had an oinus, we don't consider the fact that you didn't do it beoinus or not. So what does our sugya say? Our sugya is discussing a person that was trying to come. And he could have come the entire time. It didn't. We're not speaking that he lived 12 months away, but rather he pushed it off until the last day. The last day, he tried very hard to come, and at the last day, he had oinus chazuda asai. And the Gemara says lav shmei masya. Even though that it was oinus biyam achron, we considered it oinus. We say that was not considered an ibia, and therefore the get is not chal. Now, the Aguda in Gittin, Perek Zayin, so is brought down in Nedarim, in Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Beis, that so he's discussing the following case. He says if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to be nena unless he does something that until a certain time. And the person, he pushes it off, he says, I'll do it later. And when the later comes, he has an oinus, and he wasn't able to do it. Says the Aguda that oynes biyom achron lav shnei oynes, and therefore the person is neser by the shvur. The Nesivis in Simen Nun Hei, so the in Chosh Mishpat Simen Nun Hei is where the Gemara brings the halacha of bittul shchuyas, and over there the Nesivis, so he brings this Aguda, and he says that l'chura this Aguda is against the Gemara that we see from our sugya, that oynes biyom achron shnei oynes, not kedivrei ha'aguda. So to answer the Aguda, so the Nesivos, he has an interesting mahalach. We'll see that it's not going to answer according to all the shitas, but he says that the Aguda was only speaking about the halacha of Nedarim and Shavuos. What's the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos? Says the Nesivos that the reason why an Oynes B'yom Achron is Shmei Oynes is not because of the Dinei Oynes. Really, Midinei Oynes, the Aguda is right. The Midinei Oynes, Oynes B'yom Achron is Lav Shmei Oynes. But why is it? That why is it Shmei Oynes? Because a daita dehachi, when a person makes a tnai, so he has in mind that if he's going to have a oynes b'yam achron, he doesn't have in mind that there such a thing should be meichel achalos. Says the Nesivos that is why the by gittin or kiddushin or mechila, so an oynes b'yam achron is shmei oynes because the daita dehachi he didn't have in mind. Whereas by nedarim, it doesn't make a difference that a daita dehachi he doesn't have in mind because nedarim are different. Now, what's the problem with the Nesivos? The problem is that the Pashtus is that Nedarim is not different because the Gemara learns clearly from the halacha of Nidra Einsim to the halacha of Bittul Zechuyos. And we discussed earlier that we see from here that it's not a special halacha in Nidarim, but rather it's a din b'chol takulah. Whether it's a din of Adayta Tahachi, which is applicable both to Nidarim or everything else, or if it's a din of Vlanayla Sasadavar, which is applicable to Nidarim or everything else, but it has to be something which is similar to Nidarim and everything else, or else the Gemara wouldn't be able to bring a raya. The Nesivus is going with the Shitas HaRitva that we brought earlier, that the Shitas HaRitva is that in fact the time of the Mishnah is a special halacha of Ha'adam Mishvua, and nevertheless the Ritva understands that we can still learn out from the Ikra time of the Milsa, but nevertheless that the Nesivus is not going to be Miyashev according to neither Rashi or the Ran. There's another Mahalach to be Miyashev the Aguda, and that can be found in Reb Chaim Stenzel's. And he's really the one who made this such a famous sugya, because he writes a famous yesod that can be found in Ois Tzadik Tes in Chidush Agrach, that he says that there's different kinds of hagbalos zman that a person can make. That what was the Aguda speaking about? He was saying that I'm going to do something until a certain time. What are we speaking about? That a person is not going to come for 12 months. Now, says Reb Chaim that sometimes when a person makes a time limit, so he's making a time limit. But sometimes, says Reb Chaim, when a person is saying a time, he's not making a time limit, but rather he's saying an amount. For example, if I say that I'm going to work for you, I'm going to be a babysitter for 3 hours. So I don't mean to say that I'm going to do a mashu of babysitting that in the meshach zman of 3 hours, but rather I'm going to do 3 hours worth of babysitting. So says Reb Chaim, when a person says that in loy basi ad 12 chodesh, what does he really mean to say? He really means to say that I'm going to have 12 months of not coming. He calls it a maisa ibia, that an active not coming. So that's what this person means to be masna. And therefore says Reb Chaim that if the person is be a machran, so then it's felt in the shear of the ibia of your base chodesh. So that, says Reb Chaim, is miyashiv the difference between the Ar Gemara of Imloy Basi and the Gemara and the case of the Aguda, which is that he is going to do something. Why? Because in the case of the Aguda, so the Hagbalas Man is just a time limit. Whereas in the case of our Gemara, so the time is actually a shear and not a time limit. That is the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. What's the problem with Reb Chaim? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, so in the beginning of Ksubis, so he says that Reb Chaim is very shver, because if the idea of Anus B'Yamachrin is that it's felt in the shir, then what's going to be in the case that at the beginning of the 12 months he's nenas? That the Gemara doesn't speak about. What's going to be if the person really tried to come on the first day and he wasn't able to come, and then he forgot about it? So then he was poshaya for the rest of the year. But at that first day he was really nenas. So what if he wants to come after the 12 months? Is that going to be considered a kiyum atnai or not? So, according to Reb Chaim, so a person needs to have an ibia of Yud Beis Chodesh. If a person has an ibia of Yud Beis Chodesh, that the first of those days was Ba'inis, so according to Reb Chaim, so it shouldn't be called a kiyum atnai. V'zoit l'shaman, says Reb Shmuel, that it can't be, that such a thing has to say it somewhere, and that from our sugi it's mavur, that it's not true. And therefore, what do we see? Therefore, we see that when a person makes the tnai of Yud Beis Chodesh, he doesn't mean that he needs to have a shir ibia of Yud Beis Chodesh. So when I learned the sugya, so I once had the schos of hearing shirim on this in Sha'ar Torah from a common Epshin, and so he said that Mistama Reb Chaim didn't mean to say that you actually need a maisa ibia of 12 months. That rather, what did Reb Chaim mean to say? He meant to say that you need a maisa that has be'echus 12 months of ibia. Now, what does that mean? That when I'm done, when I don't come on the last day, so now it doesn't make a difference on the last day what happened the 12 months before that. Or in other words, that if for 12 months I was sitting in my house saying, I'm not going to come, 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 and then on the last day I say, I'm not going to come. So that's really the clincher of those 12 months of not coming. But what if for 11 and a half months I was saying, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't come, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't come, then and so on and so forth for 11 and a half months, and then on the last day, so at the end, so he decides he's not going to come. So is there any difference between those two stories? No. At the end of the day, that the last day is what's koveya, that how it looks to the person who's looking from the outside. That if on the last day, so you don't come, so that's making a stempel of 12 months of not coming. because even one coming that is going to take away the 12 months of not coming. So the last day, it comes out, has an echus of 12 months of not coming. So that's why, that's what Reb Chaim meant. That's the difference between the first day and the last day. That if a person is nenas on the first day, so it's like the person who he wasn't sure if it's going to come or not on the first day. So at the end of the day, when he doesn't come on the last day, that has the echus of not coming even on the first day. And that's why the Oynes B'Yamishin is not going to take away from the Ibiya 12 months, but only an Oynes B'Yam Achron is going to take away from the Ibiya 12 months, because then if he doesn't have that last day, then he doesn't have an echus of an entire 12 months. Akopanim, that's the two yeshuvim for the Divrei Haguda from our Gemara, that the Nesivis says that there's a difference between the Darim and everything else, and Reb Chaim says that there's a difference between a tnai of doing and a tnai of not doing, because it's felt in the Ibiya. And we didn't mention that the Ktzais in Siman Nun Hei, so he actually disagrees with the Aguda. He says that we see from our sugi that the really Aguda is wrong. He has other kashas on the Aguda, but it's not so pasha. The Maisa, the Aguda is at the end of the day a das yachid, and the Ktzais says that we disagree with him entirely. So in Amun Beis, the Gemara brings up another issue about the story of the Mevatel Shechius. Now once again, this person, so he wanted to leave Beis Din, and he says that if I don't come back to Beis Din in the next 30 days, so I'm being Mevatel, my Shechius, I'm being Mevatel, these shtarei chayiv that I have and my friends. And the Gemara says that there's machlokes between Rav Huna and Rava, that if a kiyum hatnai ba'oynes is considered a kiyum hatnai, in which case that the Bittel Shechius will be cha. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis brings up another issue, michti asmachtehi v'asmachto lo kanya. Now what exactly is an asmachto? We'll see soon that it's machlokes yishonim exactly when we say that there's a chisaron of asmachto. But hatzad hasheva shepen, according to all the pirushim of asmachto, the issue is that when a person makes the hischaivos and he doesn't have a full heart to be mechayev himself, so we say that the hischaivos is not chal, and that is what's called asmachto lo kanya. In our case, it's very easy to understand. Over here is the most simple case that a person doesn't really mean to be mischayev himself, because why on earth should this person be mevatel his zchuyus? Haray, he loaned people money, people owe him money for different reasons, and there's no reason why he should have in mind really to be mevatel his zchuyus. Obviously, this person is just trying to tell us, he's just trying to convince us that he's really going to come, and that's why he says he's going to be mevatel his zchuyus. He really has no intention to actually be mevatel his zchuyus, and therefore the Gemara says that there's a problem of asmachta leikanyo. The Maskana says Gemara, so we overcome this issue of asmachta because of the technique of Beis Din Choshuv, that ba'ofen that there's Beis Din Choshuv for whatever reason, so there's no issue of asmachta. But without that, the Gemara brings up the issue that asmachta lo kanya. Now the first thing we have to handle is that what is this chisaron of asmachta? Is it a chisaron d'araisa or a chisaron d'arabonan? So there is a shita of the Mordechai in Bava Kamma, in the fourth parak, Simen Mem Vav, he brings from Rabbeinu Nisano that is mechadish that the entire issue of asmachta lekanya is only a chisaron midrabbanan. He brings a raya to this from the fact that an arev is mischayev, that the Gemara tells us in Bava Basar Kufay and Gemel Mabez that there's such a thing as becoming an arev, that even though I didn't borrow money, that if my friend wants to sign me as a cosigner on his loan, so in the case that my friend doesn't pay, I am a mischayev to pay. Factor Rabbeinu Nisano, that how can an Arev be mischayev? Hare, it's an asmachta. The Arev doesn't really have in mind to be mischayev himself, and nevertheless, we say that the Arev is mischayev, and from this, says Rabbeinu Nisano, we can infer that when the Gemara says asmachta lo kanya, it only means a psul drabon. Okay, that's the Mordechai in Bava Kamma, that he says it again a little bit more clearly in Tosefos Mordechai, and after Sanhedrin, after the end of the first set of the Mordechai, so he has more Hagois there. Towards the beginning of those Tosefos Mordechai, he brings again a little bit more Meforish. What's very interesting is that this opinion that Asmachta Lo Kanya is only the Rabbanon is also a Machlekes in the Paiskim, that the Bach in Simen Reish Zayin, so he also says it with the same Raya, he brings a Raya from Arev, and the Shach, so he says, Ma Pitom, that's different views. Where did you get this idea that asmachta is only derabanan? And he says that lemaisa there's a gemara mefureshes that says a different reason why an arev is mischayev. The Gemara tells us in Kufay and Gimel and Beis, in the same place, that the Gemara says that an Arav is Mischayev. So the Gemara, right after that, so it says as follows, that Lema, that maybe the Machlekes, if an Arav is Mischayev or not, is Tali, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah, that there's Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah, if it's Machta is Kanya, and Lema, that this Machlekes, if an Arav is Mischayev, is Tali, if Asmachta is Kanya or not. Says the Gemara, it's not Tali. That even if you hold that Asmachta is like Kanya, nevertheless, an Arav is Mischayev. Why? Because Behahi Hana, that in the Hana that the Arav gets, that the Loive is, that the Malva, I'm sorry, is Soimich on the Arav, so it's Geschmach for him to feel that he's trusted, and because he gets that Hana, so that's why he's Mischayev. That's what the Gemara says, that even according to the Mandoam, even according to the Tzad, the Asmachta Lo Kanya, because there's Hahi Hana, therefore, by Arav it's different, and therefore he is Mischayev. So that's what the Shach says, that it's Meforish in the Gemara, that in Arav, there's a different reason why it's Mischayev. So therefore, this is a big Kasha, and the Rebbeinu Nasano, that how could the Rebbeinu Nasano prove from Arav that the din of Asmachta Lo Kanya is only a psul derabbanan? So there's an interesting teretz for this kasha, that the Chasam Sefer in a tshuva in Chosh Mishpat Siman Samach Vav, so he has an interesting diak in the Gemara. Now the Gemara, when it says this tzliya, that the din of Arav is Mischayev should be told in the machlekes between the Rebbe Yosi and Rebbe Yudah, so the Gemara asks, but how could that be? Harei Maisim B'chol Yoyim, that an Arav that is Mischayev. And nevertheless, the halacha is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that it's machta lokanya. That's the lashon of the Gemara, that ma'isim b'chol yom. Frek the Chasam Sefer, that the Gemara should have asked it more simply, that once we have a pasuk, that an arav is mischayev, so that's a kasha on Rabbi Yosi. That how could Rabbi Yosi say that asmachta is lokanya? Hare, we can prove from the halacha of Arav that asmachta is kanya. Why didn't the Gemara ask as a kasha? Why did the Gemara only ask a kasha on the Maisim B'chol Yoyim? It should have asked it on a kasha, on a pirchan, Shittas Rabbi Yosi. That's the kasha of the Chasam Sefer. From this, the Chasam Sefer wants to infer that Adrabba, that this was the mocker of the Shittas Rabbeinu Nasana, that when the Gemara means to ask the Maisim B'chol Yoyim, what it means to say is that the entire Tzliya Milachatchila, when the Gemara meant to say that according to the Mando Amr, Asmachta Lo Kanya, the Arav shouldn't be Mischayev, it's only Apsul D'Rabbanan. That when the Gemara wants to know if an Arav is Mischayev, it means that maybe, even though there's a Gzeras HaKasuv, that nevertheless, that we should make a Takana D'Rabbanan, because Asmachta is a Din D'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbeinu Nasana, that it's not Mischayev, so we should also make a Takana D'Rabbanan, that an Arav is not Mischayev, to which the Gemara answers that no, that over here there's no Malkum to make a Takana D'Rabbanan, and the reason is because there's a special Svara of Behahi Hana. So that is how the Chasam Sefer is Miyashiv, the Shita Rabbeinu Nasana, which is also the Shita of the Bach, that the entire issue of Asmachta Lakanya is only an issue mid-Rabbanan. I think it's fair to say that the Shita of Rabbeinu Nasana is a Das Yochid, that all the Rishonim chutz from Rabbeinu Nasana are cholek on him, and they hold that Asmachta Lakanya is a Din D'Oraisa, and I don't think that they would be so dispelled from the Kasha of the Chasam Sefer, because even though the Gemara brings a Gzeras HaKosuv that an Arav is Mishtabed, but it doesn't mean that it's a Gzeras HaKosuv that you can't be cholek on. The Gemara means to say that according to the Tzad, that an Arav is Mischayev, so the Mukar is from Gzeras HaKosuv, but the fact that it mentions in different psukim that there's a Musag of Arav is not Mechayev, that every time that an Arav is Mischayev, it's always going to be. It could be that there's different reasons why an Arav is going to be Mischayev. Maybe it's talking about the Bez Nechoshev, maybe it's talking about in other ways that we can get out of the problem of Asmachta, but it's not a clear-cut raya that every Arav is Mischayev. So we have a Machlekes Yishonim here, if the din of Asmachta Lekanya is a din d'Oraisa or not. What's the Nafkamina? So the Rebbeinu Nasanal over there, so his Nafkamina is that therefore, by Hektish, Vitztaka, so we're going to say that Asmachta Kanya. Because, says Rebbeinu Nasanal, the entire din of Asmachta Lekanya is only the Rabbanan, so when it's going to be L'chumra, when it's going to be against Hektish or Tztaka, so they didn't make a Takana. Another Nafkamina, the Chasam Sefer says, is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, if we're going to say Asmachta Lakanya by a goy. That says the Chasam Sefer that according to the Rebbeinu Nasana, that Asmachta Lakanya is only Takana de Rabbanan, so the Takana was only by Yidin and was not said when the Yidin were dealing with goyim. We have to understand that why should Asmachta Lakanya be a Din de Rabbanan? Hare, that if, according to the Torah, when a person has hasmachta, that's enough gemiras das, so why should Chachamim come and say that, no, we know better, that even though the Torah says that's called enough gemiras das, so we think that that's not gemiras das. It seems at first glance that they're coming to argue on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that even though Midina, that's called gemiras das, they're coming to disagree. It would seem that the Rebbeinu Nissan understands that over here it's a harchaka and the isur gzela. Dehainu, that even though min haTorah such a thing is not gezel, that midrabanan, because it's dumya de gezel, so they wanted the person to be misrakik from taking such a thing. Now, everything that we've spoken about now, if asmachta lakanya is deraisa derabanan, that's coming to say that when a person is mischayiv through an asmachta, so it's not mechayivim. What's going to be if after he was mischayiv himself, that even though the halacha is asmachta lo kanya, and therefore he wasn't mechuyiv to give it, but what if he gave it? So that is what the Gemara handles in Maseches Rosh Hashanah of Maseches Bekubya. That Maseches Bekubya, the Gemara considers that an asmachta, that's a shayla why it's considered an asmachta, and nevertheless, that the Gemara says that the Maseches Bekubya is only possible le'edus midrabanan, the hainu that he's only considered the gazlan midrabanan. So according to the Rebbeinu Nissan also, it's very kishmak. Why is Maseches Bekubya only a possible le'edus midrabanan? The reason is because the whole halacha of asmachta l'kanya is only midrabanan. But according to Rav Yishanim, that asmachta l'kanya is really min ha-Torah, so why should it be that the Maseches Bekubya should only be possible le'edus midrabanan? So Rashi and Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Beis, so they give two different explanations. That Tosfos says that the reason why Maseches Bekubya is only possible le'edus midrabanan is because he doesn't think that he's stealing. That the halacha by psul le'edus is that even if a person does naver deraisa, even if a person is doing gezel deraisa, but if he doesn't realize that what he's doing is considered gezel, so then he's not considered psul le'edus. Dehainu, that we look at that what a person is thinking, not what he's actually doing. Rashi says an interesting halacha there, that even though the thing doesn't belong to him, but nevertheless, Rashi is machadish, that to be considered the gazlan, you need a maisa gezela. He brings a pasuk, Vayigzol chanus miyad hamitzri, that's considered a maisa gzela, but any time that a person is giving something over, mirtzainai, so it's not considered an iser of lasigzol. Dehainu, that there's two reasons why, even though when a person gives over something, after he was mischayiv yasmachto, so then even though the chayvitz doesn't belong to the person that takes it, that dehainu, that it's not his, and therefore, that if it was Mekadish and Isha, it wouldn't be Nitvas the Kiddushin. But nevertheless, Gzela, it's not. Why is it not Gzela? Either because it's not a Maisa Gzela, because it's not Vayigzol Chanus Miyad HaMitzri, or even though it's Isser Gzela, but he's not going to be Pasul Eidos because he doesn't realize that he's doing Gzela. So we have three reasons why a Maseches Bekubya is only possible le'edus midrabanan, even though asmachta is lo kanya. Either like the Rebbeinu Nissano, because asmachta lo kanya is only derabanan, or according to Rashi, because it's not considered a Maseches Gzela, or according to Tosfos, because he doesn't realize that he's doing a Gzela. Now, why should that be? Why should it be that the person is not koine the chayvitz? If the person gave it over mirtzayna, who cares that asmachta lo kanya? L'maisa, even though he wasn't mechuyev to give it, but he gave it. If he gave it, so the person should be kinder. The answer is very simple, that when a person gives this thing over, the only reason why he gives it over is because he thinks that he has to give it over. If I give something over because, and the reason I'm giving it over is because I think that I was mischayev to give it over, so therefore, Aliba de emes, I wasn't mechuyev because the halacha is asmachta lo kanya, so adaita dehochi, that I didn't have to give it, I didn't want to give it. And if I didn't want to give it, so that felt in the ratzon for the matana or for the hakna. So that if I would be a tam lechacham and I knew that the halacha is asmachta lo kanya, and nevertheless that I was gomer makni, then seemingly the midaraisa, it would be a gokinyan. But because generally speaking, people that give over the chayvetz, after they do an asmachta, they think that they were mechuyev, they don't know that asmachta is lokanya, so therefore, there's no das makne when he gives it over, la'achar maisa. Okay, so after that hakdama, so we can get down to business, and that is to figure out what is considered an asmachta, that which kind of hischayvusim do we say that I didn't have enough gemiras das, and therefore the hischayvus is not chal. So I'm warning you, Meroish, that we're not going to be able to do a comprehensive study of this issue. The pratim and the priti pratim of asmachta are mamish, rechavim in yam. A person who wants to learn the sugi properly, it could take him an entire zman, that it can be found in Chosh Mishpat, Simin Reish Zayin, and the Beis Yosef has a tremendous, tremendous arichos there, and the Shachan Aruch and Nois Kim have a tremendous arichos as well. But for our purposes, I just want to give you the general guidelines, the general kavei machshava of the different rishonim to understand the different sorts of things that might be considered an asmachta. So first of all, let's start with the mashmais of the word asmachta. So everybody understands that the word asmachta comes from the shoresh samach, samach memchav. So literally, the word smicha is a physical term that I'm leaning on something. So for our purposes, we're not leaning physically, but rather we're leaning on something intellectually. What does it mean that a person leans on something intellectually? It means that he's assured of a certain thing. That when a person says something in a case, that he's assured of a certain thing, so that's considered an smachta. But what I just told you is the general root, but how does that come to play is really a stira in Rashi's. The Rashi says two different things. Rashi in Bava Metzia, Da Samach Vav, so he says that what does the word asmachta mean? It's a havtocha bi'alma lahasmich chaveru. That means that I say something in order to assure my friend. Meaning, so the asmachta here is going on the person who is getting the hischaivus, not the person who's being mischaiv. Whereas Rashi in Sanhedrin, Chav Dalam Beis, so he says that I, the person who's being mischaiv myself, I am a soimich and davar she'enoi, that I am assured of that a certain thing is going to happen, and because I'm certain that a certain thing is going to happen, so I'll tzad that it's not going to wait that I planned, so I didn't have in mind to be mischaiv. So that is the two ways to understand the word asmachta. That everybody agrees that the word asmachta means that it's coming from a certain assurance. The problem is that what does it mean, the assurance? Does it mean that the assurance of the person who's getting the hischaivus or the person who's doing the hischaivus? Does it mean that I'm doing it in order that the person that's listening to me should feel assured? Or am I doing it from the hargasha of being assured that a certain thing is going to happen? So now, let's keep that in mind when we go through the different shitas of what's considered an asmachta, and we'll understand how each one understood the word asmachta. So generally speaking, there's four different ways to understand asmachta. So before we start, I'll just list them. That the first is that nesmachta is when a person is koines himself on something that he doesn't deserve. That's really based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Dalel Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Hacha gozim, hasam lo gozim, that when a person is mischayev yoiser mimash magia loy, that's considered nesmachta. The second mahalach is to be machalik if something is biyodoy or not. And that's based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. And there's two opposite ways to understand this chiluk. That one way is to say that when it is biyadi, then it is an asmachta, and when it's not biyadi, it's not an asmachta. And the other way is the opposite. That when it is biyadi, it's not an asmachta, and when it's not biyadi, it is an asmachta. And the fourth mahalach is the opinion of Rav Haigoin and the Rambam, that is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia Samach Vav Amud Beis, that any time that kol di'i loikani, that any time that a person makes a hischaivus al hatzad, when he says di'i, so that's problematic, that's a problem of asmachta, and therefore it's not koine. So as you noticed, so each of the rishonim has a gemara, the basis that's a basis for his shita, and therefore every rishon is going to have to answer up how he's going to explain the other gemaras, that that's not the general club, but that's rather an exception. There's also another thing that you can also mix and match. That, for example, the Rashbayos, so he holds that you can have an asmachta in the case of guzma, in the case of knas, as well as there's other cases that he holds that there's an asmachta because of lack of gemiras das. So anyway, so with that hakdama, so let's go through the different ideas. So the first of all, we said the idea of guzma and derech knas. So that is the shita of the Rashba in Bava Basra Kuf Samaches, that the idea is that when a person is saying something in order to be kindness himself, so he doesn't really mean to be kindness himself. He doesn't really mean that he wants to pay his friend, but rather, why is he saying this? So this is like the opinion of Rashi, that the mashmayus of the word asmachta is that I'm just saying what I'm saying in order lahasmich es chaveri, in order that my friend should feel assured of what I'm saying. But the issue is not necessarily the gemiras das of me, but rather the issue is that I b'chlau didn't have in mind to what I'm saying. I didn't mean to make an eschaivus. I just meant to assure my friend. That is the opinion of the Rashba and Bava Basra. Now, the next three shitas, so they're already going in the different chilukim of when with the assumption that asmachta means that I am soimich on a certain thing. So when can we assume that I'm soimich on a certain thing and that, and therefore that I wasn't being mischayev b'leiv shalem, and when do I not say that I'm samich on a certain thing, and therefore that I am doing it b'leiv shalem? So it goes as follows, that first of all, in the inyan of b'yodoy, so we said that there's two mahalchim. One is that b'yodoy is a siba that it should be a smachta, and one is that b'yodoy is a siba that it shouldn't be a smachta. So the Ramban in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Vav, that he also says by us, so he says that when something is biyodi, that's a reason that it is an asmachta. Why? If I make an eschaivas al tnai, and that tnai is something that is under my power to decide if I'm going to do it or not, so then I'm always hoping not to be mischaiv. The Ramban says that a person never wants to be mischaiv, and therefore the only reason why he's mischaiv is because he's hoping, he's assured, he's samech on the fact that he's going to do the proper thing, whether it's doing or not doing, which is going to bring out that he's not going to have to be mischayev. Whereas something which is not under my jurisdiction, b'chlal, something that it's, I can't control whether such a thing is going to happen or not. So in such a case, says the Ramban, so that's not going to smachta, because I'm realistic. I realize that something that's not under my jurisdiction, so I have to be gomer b'leiv sholim. I have to be mischayev under whatever happens, because it's not under my power to decide what's going to happen or not. That is the opinion of the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin Chavdal and Obeis, so he understands the opposite. The Rabbeinu Tam says that something that is biyodi, that's a reason that it should not be in Asmachta, and something which is not biyodi, that's a reason that it should be in Asmachta. What's the Hezber in Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rabbeinu Tam, so he looks at the person and he says, I want to know if you're a realistic person or you're not a realistic person. So I say like this, that you're being masked in something which is biyodcha to do. So that means that a person realizes that there's different things, that there's different options that he has, and he realizes that I might do it and I might not do it. That's a realistic person. A person that says that I'm going to be mischayev if I do something which is biyodi to do. So I realize that I have things that I can do, I have things that I don't do, and I realize that maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, but everything is on the board. Everything is on the table, and I realize what's going on. Whereas, what's the case of something which is not biyodi? Says there in the Tam, that's the case of Mesachet Bekubiyah. Mesachet Bekubiyah is something that I think that I can win. Why do I think that I can win? Because I'm not so normal. Because I'm not so realistic. A person that thinks he can win a lottery, so he's fooling himself. It's not something which is biyodi to do, and therefore, even though he thinks that something is biyodi to do, but that's called asmachta. Dahainu, that a person is only being mischayev himself because of something which is not realistic. A person is mischayev himself based on facts which aren't actual facts, based on hanochas, which aren't actual hanochas. So in such a case, the person's hischaivus is hischaivus shaloi b'leiv sholem, because it's a hischaivus mikoyach unrealistic hanochas. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin. And the last mahalach is the opinion of Rav Haigoin, which is brought down in the Rishonim in Bava Metzia, and it's also the opinion of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yudal of Halacha Vav. And that is that called the Eloi Kani. The Hainu, that any time that a person makes a hischaivus al tnai, if he uses the word im, that if such a thing happens, if I do such a thing, if you do such a thing, if whatever the im is, that any time that a person uses a tnai in the lashon of im, so the tnai, the hischaivus is not chal, that is the opinion of the Rambam. So now the question is that how is the Rambam and Rav Haigoin, how are they going to explain every tnai? Everybody knows that there's a parsha of tanaim. We even learn it out from Psukim, from the tanaim of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a tanaim with Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that if they're yoytze chalutzim, then they're going to be zoiche in their nachla be'ever hayayden. If they're not yoytze chalutzim, then they're not going to be zoiche in the tanaim in their nachla be'ever hayayden. That is the parsha of tanaim that is muskim l'chol hadeus. So the emphasis is that it was this question which drove the other Rishonim to say they're different chilukim. That the Rashba, when he says his mahalach of knas, he says that al karchach, we're not always going to say that every hischaivos is an asmachta, because otherwise how are we going to understand how Moshe Rabbeinu was mischaiv to give the nachal ever hayarden? And that's why he says what he said, that when the Rabban says his mahalach, he's also come to miyashiv this issue of what is the difference between asmachta and a tnai of negal ben Reuven. So how is the Rambam going to deal with the with the fact that the avi kol hatnayim, the tanai abnei gan Reuven, why is that different than de'i? So the achronim, they give, there's two answers, and the emphasis is that both of the answers are correct. The Bach, so he says, that based on our Gemara says that there is one case that asmachta is kanya, and that is when you have a kinyan bebezdin chashuv, that the Ran brings a machlokes rishonim, a machlokes between the goyin and the Rabbeinu Tam, that if bezdin chashuv is always going to work, that or it's only in certain cases, but the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Gimel that any time that you have a kinyan bebez nechashuv, it's always going to take care of the issue of asmachta, and therefore says the Bach that Moshe Rabbeinu did a kinyan bebez nechashuv because he was the best nechashuv. The Machni Ephraim in Hilchos Asmachta Simon Zion, so he says a different teret that based on the Gemara above Metzia, that whenever there's me'achshav, so there's no inyan of asmachta. That the Rambam also paskins in Halacha Zayin over there. So the Rambam says that the only time that we say that there's an issue of asmachta is only by a tnai of that the kim hatnai, that the hakna is only la'achra zman when l'kishayia hakim hatnai. However, if a person is makna me'achshav, that al tnai that a certain thing happens later, because hagavdan, the person says that I'm being makna l'cha me'achshav, then that takes care of the problem of tonight. So that's also Paskin and Rambam. And so therefore, that there's two mahalchim, how the Rambam is going to be mechalik between the tonight of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that either because it was Bez Nechoshuv or it was Me'achshuv, and therefore it's not Shver on the Rambam. Now, what is the Hezber in the Rambam? So the Hezber in the Rambam is also an Indian of Gemirus Das. Dehainu, that if a person is saying that if you do such a thing, or if I do such a thing, then I will be makne you a certain chevetz, then the person doesn't have gemiras das, but rather, because I'm hoping that I'm not going to have to give it to you, whatever it is, whether it's biyadi, whether it's not biyadi, that anything which is totally in the future, so I hope for the best. I'm an optimistic person. That obviously this philosophy is absurd, because it's not necessarily something which is biyadi, and there's no reason why the person should be hoping for the best. But nevertheless, the psychology of people is, like, we know that everybody that smokes, so he knows that it's damaging his body, but nevertheless, because it's not something which is happening now, so he doesn't care about it, so he doesn't think about it so much. Whereas, says the Rambam, if I'm being machnet to something right now, so that if I'm being machnet to something right now, then that shows that I have gemiras das, because a person has gemiras das, and anything which is even might be changing ownership at this very second. So to recap, so we said there's three different mahalchim. That one is the inyan of guzma, then when a person makes a knas, a person is mischayev himself something that there's no reason that he should be mischayev. So then that, the Rashba says, is something which in asmachta, and we're masbir, that's coming from the lashon of asmachta, that I'm coming lahasmich chaveri. The other mahalchim is that the reason why I'm being mischayev is because I'm soimich on a certain thing. I'm soimich on the fact that I'm not going to end up having to pay. Now, when am I sure? When am I soimich on the fact that I'm not going to end up having to pay? So that is a machlokes that, according to the Ramban, that in the case that something is biyodi, then I'm soimich on the fact that I'm not going to have to end up having to pay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the opposite. When something is not biyodi, dehainu misachet bekubyo, that I'm fredimient that it is biyadi, but bikagavna that it's actually not biyadi, then I don't have gemiras das. And the opinion of the Rav Haigoin and the Rambam is that anything which the change of ownership is going to happen in the future, and it might not happen, that any haknala achazman, which is tali an im, that bikagavna I'm hoping for the best, even though it doesn't make any sense, and therefore the hischaivos is not chal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.